You are now tuned into the Charlotte Business Podcast Booth, only on the QC Amplified Network, the place where real people tell real stories through real conversation. Be sure to visit the website QCAmplified.com, where you can watch and listen to more from the network. But right now, let's get into it.
CJ Williams, we are at the Charlotte Business Owners Networking event here in Uptown Charlotte. And this is the Charlotte Business Podcast Booth. You can check us out wherever you get your podcasts. Apple, Spotify, all of that stuff. And, of course, on YouTube, where you get to see my beautiful face, but you get to see my lovely guest as well, Miss Emily. Emily is running around here with a camera, so obviously she does photography, but she was talking something about branding, and I want to ask her some questions about that. So, Miss Emily, outside of this, what are you doing here?
So my business is called Eminent Pen, and I started that in 2019. And most recently, in the past year, I finally segmented it because I was doing a conglomerate of amazing things, and I needed to separate it out into four separate brands. And Eminent Pen, we specialize in telling your story through branding, and there's four divisions. Branding for you now. Branding for you now, which is called Remarketing You, and that focuses on elevating your personal brand. That can be in the job market if you're seeking a new role. It could be for business owners who want to elevate their presence online. That's what that is. Then there's branding for your business, which is called Make It Known, and that specializes in branding your business on the digital scale. So social media, marketing, website design, email marketing, we get your brand off the ground. Then there's branding for your legacy later. That's called Beyond the Obituary, and that is ghostwriting. So whether a business owner wants to write their story, or someone wants to write a book about someone who has passed on, or someone who wants to write a children's book for the first time, that's what that is. And then the photography is sort of a conglomerate of all of that, because I capture your brand in every frame. So that's what Eminent Pen is all about.
Okay, so that's a lot. Why four different entities?
It sort of fell on a whim. I wasn't planning it. When I first started Eminent Pen, it was mainly the personal branding on a resume writing scale. And then when I brought on a team member, he introduced me to the publishing world, where I started editing manuscripts, designing manuscripts, self-publishing manuscripts for authors. And then when I, you know, earned my MBA in marketing, I got my PCM, I started doing digital marketing for brands such as GNC, Rue 21, and then D.R. Horton started launching their social.
She name dropping now. Okay.
And you know, then I expanded from there, and then a lot of people started asking me to help with their social, and then that's what Make It Known, that's how Make It Known started.
So this is full-time, like, you operate in your business, or do you have a 9-to-5 that you go to?
I did have a 9-to-5, but, you know, the business has always taken over my life in the best way, and I've been running my business since 2019.
Okay, cool. So when you hear the word brand, what does that mean to you?
It's such an overarching question, because a brand can be anything. A brand can be the book you're about to publish. The brand can be you. It can be your logo, your business. But your brand is all-encompassing just you, your entity, your persona, who you are, and how you want to display it.
Okay. How did you get into this?
Well, I worked in staffing. And I loved what I did on the scale of mentoring candidates who are seeking a new role. Wasn't the biggest fan of being in the seat and doing the recruiting. So I decided to leave the industry, but I enjoyed the part of working with the candidates and helping them prepare themselves for success. So I was on the way home after quitting with $500 to my name. And I said, well, I don't want to be pigeonholed to just one thing. I'm going to do what I want to do. And I went into a Starbucks that afternoon and created the business then. I designed my website. I established the social. I created the marketing plan for Eminent Pen, which was just the resume writing at that time. And I found out the name for Eminent Pen at a wood carving show, because I came across a guy making wood pens, and I saw one that was pink and girly, and I said, oh, this is pretty. And that's when the name hit. And then I've been running with it ever since.
Okay. So what's your most popular or most profitable service that you offer?
I would say the resume rebranding service. I remember when I first started resume writing, I charged $50 a resume. And being on the board with the American Marketing Association, I was in a roundtable meeting. And they asked me, what do you do? And I'm like, oh, well, I have Eminent Pen. I do resume writing. And they ask, oh, how much do you charge? And I said, $50. And I kid you not, the whole room went silent. And that guy stood up and said, you need to triple that now. And I said, oh. My price has definitely established and gone up since then. But even now, I have clients still telling me I need to charge more. So that's still a discovery. And you know, as I evolve and grow... but I would say that's the biggest driver. But I will say the social media business, the Make It Known, has also grown itself. I've grown myself to 6 clients in just 3 months, which is absolutely wild to me. But then the photography, I've been doing it for 5 months, and I am also growing that too. I've been doing photography for 5 months.
Who is your target client? Like, who are you targeting? Do you have a niche?
I would say on the digital marketing side, the social media, naturally, it's been within real estate because I worked at D.R. Horton and I did their social media. And so I gained a lot of relationships with real estate agents, loan officers, developers. And so that's my main client as of right now. However, I have a client down in Matthews who's a developer, and I support all the businesses in that development, and that's a brewery, that's a bakery, soon to be a physical therapy site. So my breadth is expanding beyond real estate, but right now that's been the niche. On the resume rebranding, no, I mean, I've worked with professionals in all industries, levels. I mean, I wrote the resume for the former CEO of GNC and his entire support staff, but then I've worked with students at universities, so it's very well-rounded on that front.
Okay. What's been most successful for you as far as marketing yourself? Like, how are people finding you?
Well, I have, surprisingly, and I still can't believe it, I've done very minimal advertising across these years. I would put myself on different sites such as Thumbtack. That's actually how it started. I built my profile on Thumbtack, became a top pro for 5 years in a row, became the top 3 in terms of resume writing and writing and editing service nationwide. I haven't used Thumbtack in, I think, 2 years because, one, the lead price went up and I just got too busy for it. And then I moved on to Fiverr, became globally ranked as a top pro for resume rebranding. So I've worked with clients globally. And I do minimal advertising there. And then I went on Alignable for Belmont and have done nothing. I mean, I've posted and connected with people and became the business person of the year for 2 years in a row for Belmont just for having that presence. So a lot of my business is referral based and based on my network because I'm out in the community getting to know each other. But this year is about advertising and seeing how we can scale more.
So what are you going to do when it comes to advertising?
Well, I finally hired a virtual assistant, which I'm very excited about because now I get help on the back end side. And I hired a content assistant to help me on site when filming clients. And
oh, that would be like you, Jesus.
And being able to just let go of the reins and bring in on more people on my team so I can help do what I do best and be the front facing for the brands.
All right. Cool. So if you had to... your like whale client or that one client you desire so much, tell me about that client.
Oh, it's so different because all the businesses are unique. I will say this, my favorite client that I've ever had on the resume rebranding side was, I kid you not, the 6th great-granddaughter of Alexander Hamilton, the founding father of our country. That was the coolest one I've worked with. On the ghostwriting side, my favorite client is actually an actor in the entertainment industry who's been on one of my most favorite shows, Vampire Diaries. So that was a really fun one because I got to ask him lots of questions about the show and I learned a lot of fun facts. And also, one of my other authors was Howard Warshaw, who actually invented the game E.T. for the Atari, one of the most famous game systems. So that was a really fun one. And a guy who was a famous poker player who boxed with Muhammad Ali. I've talked to some awesome people. I can't pick one because I've worked with so many amazing people.
That's fun. That's good. That's good.
But if I were to choose like my dream client, it would be on the digital marketing side. I loved working with D.R. Horton, you know, a company that big, because I got to work with so many different agents, so many different properties. I got to really expand my skill set with drone, videography, photography, social, being that sole paparazzi, I like to call myself. And then on the photography side, I really just, my ideal client would be someone who would utilize me for a lot of different things aside from just taking photos of their family. I would do an event with their company. Then I would do their, you know, maternity shoot. I would want to be with a client through their entire life to capture their life moments.
Cool. This has been fun. So tell people how they can reach out to you or get in contact with you and maybe work with you.
If you want to get in contact with me, I would say reach out to me on my main website, www.mandapen.com, or give me a call at 828-719-5006. Give me a call, and I'm happy to chat with you.
Emily, thank you.
Thanks so much. Great meeting you.